views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, March 18th, 2014, 71st show since being in the YNTS studio. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. We're currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, BestAfterDark.com, Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ AM 1230, and Audio Graded. Our toll-free number is 855-712-YNTS. That's 855-712-9687. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Email me, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Check out the website, www.YoAndrewNTS.com. Long first hour. Don't be left behind. Listen to Yo Andrew Talk Show.
It seems like every time we look at the map here, we keep going between a huge search area and then something tighter again. This moves us back to a tighter pattern. Remember, here are a point of reference. Plane took off from Kuala Lumpur about a week and a half ago, a little more, flew up here off the coast, disappeared here. All along, even as these search areas have grown, and we've talked about them, there's been this idea that it turned left or to the west at some point there. Now we have these satellite images suggesting that there could be some kind of big sweep toward the south where it might have wound up by turning left, or maybe that it angled off toward the north.
Later, and the missing Malaysia Air Flight 370 lives on. Welcome to the program, another Tuesday night. Thanks for joining me, Howard Forrest, our phone screener, producer Mary Claire Zaniskowski, Moon Summer, voiceover personality, my father, spectating Teddy Giordano, and I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. To begin off the program today, well, through this whole hour, we are going to be speaking about the Malaysia Air Flight 370 that sadly went off course 10 days ago, and we still don't know where it is. We have many news outlets just doing 24/7 coverage on it. So many questions to be answered, especially where we see, at this moment, history repeating itself. Joining me here on the program is our first guest of the night. He'll be starting off the program speaking about this. He is a former U.S. Air Force fighter pilot who served combat during the Vietnam War with both the Air Force and the Navy, then attended the University of Southern California Professional Writing Program, fluent in Thai, has traveled to and written extensively about aviation, travel, science, done investigative journalism in Vietnam, Thailand, and Cambodia, widely read in Air and Space, Smithsonian, Popular Science, also Soldier of Fortune, the U.S. Air Force Academy, Checkpoints Magazine. His work has been featured on America Online, the USAF Fighter Weapons Review, and Interstate Electronics Corporation, and now on this program, his name is Ralph Witterhan, and he is on my phone line. Ralph, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I'm pleased to be part of it.
Ralph, I want to begin, and you've probably been hearing about this all week long, this missing Malaysia Flight 370 that's now been missing for 10 days. Have you learned anything on this that maybe my audience hasn't heard about yet, or you're hearing the same information we've been hearing?
Well, I got the same information everyone else has, but what I've discovered is that the people in Malaysia have failed miserably to connect the dots on this thing. They have addressed each piece of evidence individually and have not tried to tie everything together. And that may be because they don't have a whole lot of experience in accident investigation type things. But the information that's come out of them has been incredibly slow and incredibly inefficient. If I can just take a second and give you some sense of this, you want to connect the dots. And we have certain information that we know, which is factual. We have other bits of information, and they seem to be changing daily. But there's reasonably high confidence that these things did happen the way they say they have. And then we have other things that are kind of vague. So maybe we go down through a cross-section of these and see what we can rule out. And to me, it's pretty easy. So what we know right now is that it was a late-night takeoff and that much of that early flight program was going to be over water. That's critically important. The second thing we know is that a radio call was made right at the point of an air traffic control transfer from one controlling agency to another, from Malaysian Air Control to Vietnamese Air Control. We also know that the transponder and the ACARS, the maintenance communication system, was turned off right about that time, and a turn was made in some direction, and they indicate to the west. We also know that there's a complete absence of any cell phone activity from any of the passengers that's been reported. We also know that the aircraft crossed the narrowest point of the Malay Peninsula between the two countries, Thailand and Malaysia. We also know that sometime after that, a air defense radar height finder painted that aircraft or some aircraft at 45,000 feet. All right? So those are the things we've heard over and over again that haven't really been challenged. They've changed some of the little minor details of it, but that's kind of where we're at.
Ralph,
so then you have to take it. Yeah. Okay.
What are some details that we really need to try to locate? Because we have all these different details coming out, and yet we wake up tomorrow morning and we still really don't know where this plane is. So what are the key details we need to locate this plane and maybe even give an answer to these families who are sadly their friends or family members were on that plane that's still missing?
Okay. Well, first thing you got to figure out is who did it.
Yeah, that's very
true. And we can do that. We can do that. At each one of those data points I just talked to, you have to ask yourself, who could make the aircraft do that thing or be in that place at that time? And in every case, on all of those, the pilot and the co-pilot become the primary, they're right at the top, and no one else is even in those, in any sequence, all the way through. In other words, a terrorist organization, a pilot amongst the passengers, some other crew member. None of them can do all of these things except the pilot or the co-pilot. And so once you've decided that one of them is involved in this, that changes it all. Then you have to ask why. And you know, there can be many reasons. Suicide, maybe he wants to disappear and start a new life, who knows. But for some wacky reason, one of those two individuals. Now, it appears that that one individual is probably the co-pilot because I've identified his voice. Now, it took them 10 days to do that. They should have known that within 24 hours. You know, they have the radio transmission. They also have his transmissions while he's taxiing and takeoff. The co-pilot makes all of those. You know, you put them on any student, you know, sound studio has the equipment to put those on and match up the voices. So they should have known within 24 hours who made that call. And yet we don't hear about it for 10 days. We also don't hear what happened before he made the radio call, all right, good night. That's also critically important to determine why he made that short cryptic sign off. Okay.
Do you think
the transponder and the aid cars, a terrorist, can he do that? Yeah. But could he do it right at that point in the sky where they're transferring air traffic control to another agency, and in so doing, that other agency isn't going to be looking for him for a while? Almost impossible. So here's a scenario that you can take, and this will tell you what. Let's assume that the co-pilot is suicidal or for some reason, you know, wants to disappear. He knows the night takeoff. Right after takeoff, the cabin crew is going to be very busy giving them the passengers that little snack before they go to sleep. And they've got all the window shades down, and the lights are going to be dim. And by the time he gets up to that point where he knows he's going to be transferred, he's incapacitated the other guy in the cockpit. All right? So then he just gets on the intercom and says, because he doesn't want anybody to use a cell phone, and that's a key, that we've got some kind of problem, maybe a problem with the pressurization. We're going to turn back towards Kuala Lumpur and descend. So he makes a turn towards Kuala Lumpur and begins his descent. He gets down to low altitude and he dumps the cabin pressure. When you dump the cabin pressure at low altitude, there's almost no effect. I mean, you might hear your ears pop a little bit. Maybe the little air thing above your head, if you have it open, stops pumping out air, whatever. But you're not going to pay it much attention. You're probably asleep already. All right, so he goes down to low altitude and does that. That's why some of these radars are no longer seeing him. Then he comes back on the intercom and says, oh, we fixed the problem. We're going to resume course. Except instead of resuming course, he just turns to the direction that gets him across that peninsula at the narrow point and begins to climb. By disabling the cabin pressurization system, those masks are not going to come down. The key is 45,000 feet. Why does it go to 45,000 feet? You know, if someone's taken over an airplane, there's a reason for everything. And the only reason I can come up with is you want to make sure everyone on board is dead except you. So you put your mask on. By the time you get above 20,000 feet, anybody that doesn't have a mask on has about 30 seconds to live. By the time you get to 30,000, they're all dead. By the time you get to 45,000, you stay up there for a minute or two, and they're all done. At that point, you're now out over the, you know, the Indian Ocean. You turn south, and you program that airplane to go to the deepest part of the, you know, the Indian Ocean you can find, and you're, for whatever crazy notion, you're hoping that it's never, the airplane's never found. That's one scenario. But everything I just told you makes sense. Nothing else makes sense.
If
a terrorist hijacks it, then where's the airplane? Where's the demands? If someone in the cabin pulled this off, how could they possibly plan it that well without someone in the cabin picking up a cell phone? And you might say, well, maybe they're out of cell phone range. But I guarantee you in 130 cell phones, which is about half of, you know, if every other person has one, there'll be a few that are satellite phones because a lot of businessmen want those. Someone's going to call. Because after 9/11, no one's just going to sit there hour after hour while a hijacking is in progress and not do something. So none of those scenarios make sense. They all fall by the wayside except some type of suicide or disappearance plot by one of the crew members up in that cockpit.
Right now we are speaking with Ralph Witterhan, and he is a historian in aviation. He also served as a pilot for the Navy during the Vietnam War, and he's been featured in so many different magazines and news outlets. You have been saying how Malaysia has treated the situation, why it took really long for them to gather all these theories that we're now discussing. What about the technology? There are many people who are throwing out that joke how we got all this technology. Everything can do everything for the human being. So even if Malaysia took a long time, what are in these planes that can detect if a plane does go missing? Because when you were in the Navy 40, 50 years ago, The technology and the rules and regulations of aviation dramatically changed, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of things have changed in those years, but I've been doing this right up to the present. In fact, I'm in the middle of one investigation right now, not associated with this thing. So I've kept up to speed with all the things. On that airplane, they've got, it depends on the configuration. Each airline can ask for certain things, but generally speaking, on a 777, you got three VHF radios, two satellite communication systems, two high-frequency radios, plus the transponders and the monitoring systems, the controller, the pilot data link, the air data service, and the ACAR system. So there's a million ways that can be communicated from the cockpit if you got a problem, and none of those were used, and in fact, several of them were turned off intentionally somehow. So that tells you a lot, you know, about who could possibly pull that off that effectively without some problem developing. And he pulled it off, whoever it was, or she.
It definitely sounds like it was planned that someone who was going on to this plane or even flying this plane had the intentions of doing something. And the scenario that you explained to my audience really shows that. And when I see something planned happening, and it looks like from your scenario creating fear, even if the pilot, even if he might not have the skin color or the religion, he might could be considered a terrorist. Because what he's doing is he's creating fear. What he's doing is he has a set plan to promote something, and we don't know what that is. But that's what makes this air story so confusing, because your scenario, and then we got 20 other experts on the news and online just coming out with all these different theories. You have wrote a book about a missing plane, and you've written many different scenarios. What have we learned from history, Ralph, that can maybe help us find this flight currently missing?
Well, what we've learned from history is that the black box system is going to survive pretty severe damage and deep depths of ocean. So the problem is finding it in time and locating the wreckage. And that's what I think this individual was aware of. He probably knows about the Air France disaster and all of that. So he doesn't want to be found. I mean, that's pretty clear here. Whoever did this does not want to be found. And if he flew to the center of the Indian Ocean, he's making it pretty tough. Why he doesn't want to be found, I mean, your guess is as good as mine. But that seems very, very apparent to me because of all the actions that he took to make sure that no one knew what he was doing. And again, I refer to the cell phones and all the other things that were very specifically that took place that required, you know, quite a bit of planning. But why he did it, you know, why would people, kill a whole bunch of innocent people? That's the hard question to answer, but we know we've seen it happen again and again with Egypt Air and some of these other things.
Well, we hope, Ralph, that we can learn from this situation, and we hope in the future we could prevent something like this. We can put better technology into the planes. We can put stricter background checks on these pilots. Even if the pilots didn't do anything wrong, sadly enough, we can't trust anyone anymore. The world's changing. People have different mindsets and different agendas. And hopefully we could learn something. Ralph Witterhan on my phone line, archaeologist, aviation historian. Ralph, thanks for being on the program with us, giving us some scenarios, really giving us an idea on where this plane might be. And hope the next time we speak to each other, we can have some more information on it.
Okay.
Ralph, have a good one, all right? Thanks for being with me. Really appreciate it. When I come back on the ONG News Talk Show, I want your calls. 855-712-YNTS. What do you think happened to the Malaysian Air Flight 370? Sadly enough, went missing. Don't be left behind listening to me, Yo Andrew, News Talk Show.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs, nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's one out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Life page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related. When you comment, retweet, like, favorite, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. The fact is, there is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up, join us, aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis. This Endometriosis Awareness Month.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Elsa, I will freeze you.
Honey, put the toys away. We'll play at home.
Fine. I will freeze you when we get home.
Find more Disney Frozen at Toys R Us, like the DVD, in stores now for just $14.99. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off all Disney Frozen dolls, role play, and accessories. With all that and our price match guarantee, make all their wishes come true at Toys R Us.
Exclusions apply. Discounted items must be equal or lesser value. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, over 1 billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com, your web reimagined.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Hi-ho, Kermit D. Frog here, just stopping by the Yo Andrew News Talk Show to say hello. Hope you're not going anywhere. He's coming back on the air in a few moments, actually. You know, when I taped my first film, it was kind of like this, and, oh, what? Oh, it's time. Okay, sorry, Yo Andrew. Back to the radio program, folks. Don't be left behind. Where has Miss Piggy been, anyway?
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city.
Welcome back to...
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
Thanks, Moon. Welcome back to the program. I went a little bit late on that. I'm a little early. Oh, we are taking your calls at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. What do you think happened to the Malaysian Air Flight 370 that 10 days ago went off course? It lifted off on a usual route. We've been on planes before, some of us have at least. Go on the plane, you buckle up, you don't expect to wake up and see something happening, or sadly enough, under hostage, at least. And no one wants to be in these situations. It is scary what's happening now. It's more scary that 10 days later, we are just clueless. Everything's theories, everything's clues. There really is no information telling us, okay, what exactly happened to this air flight? I did tell our guest Ralph, and I'm going to tell you guys. This was a terrorist attack. For the reason it was planned, and it was trying to create fear and promote some type of message. Like what my guest said, he said it pretty clearly of what we have and what the scenario is coming out to be. What this pilot or what these hijackers or what someone was trying to do on this plane was bring this plane somewhere where you'll never find it, but also promote a message on what's going to happen. So now you're creating fear in aviation. What you're doing is you're creating a whole bunch of questions. And now what we're doing is we're spending loads of money and we're just really focusing on something that... Sadly enough, there are other issues that we have to focus on, like Crimea and Russia, that's going on right now. Whoever did this knew how to work the plane, knew how to deactivate anything, all the technology that we have. They knew how to deactivate it, store it away, make sure that no one knows. And they knew to go on this particular plane because somehow they knew that Malaysia... They wouldn't have the technology, and they probably wouldn't have asked for the help either. That's what happened. It was planned. And sadly enough, we are now missing for it. We're looking for it. I don't know why anyone would go and do this. There's no reason. I sure don't have a reason. I don't understand how you can take such a large aircraft and decide to move it out of what it was trying to do. That's what airplanes was all about. If you go from the 1930s and you look at a chart, each decade, more and more people using aviation. More and more using air travel, especially during the holiday seasons. The internet's not going to stop people from traveling. It's going to let them go on it some more. It's comfortable. Get to go on your networks. Get to do your business. They're trying to expand aviation by bringing Wi-Fi. Expand aviation by satellite radios, TV, food and generosity. So for many of these terrorist groups, this is a target they enjoy. A lot of people, creates a lot of fear, and it ruins the status quo of what we're jealous of. And that's Western civilization, air travel for business, for improving the economy, for even war and peace. President Obama traveled on his Air Force One in a lot of places. Air Force is very important. Aviation is important. And I hope that we can learn from this situation. This is not the first time that an airplane went missing, but this is the first time it's happening in 2K10. Where we have all this technology and Doppler ratings and black boxes and red boxes and regulations and rules and laws. What we need to do is learn from this and learn from our lesson that the next time something like this happens, make sure you are prepared and ready, because it looked like in Malaysia, they were too late. They were too late. They were too slow on it. And now look what happened. Nowhere to be seen. This plane could be all the way down in the bottom of the ocean. We might be sitting there 5-6 years later, relaxing. Turn on your TV and boom, there it is. Passenger found on Florida shore. Piece of the airplane from 5 years ago. Why are we looking at this 5 years from now? But we could have figured this out in 24 hours, 48 hours, 3 days, 5 days. It's 10 days from now. It's really interesting how CNN has focused on this. When I chose to speak about this on my program tonight, the first hour, and to bring on a guest to give us some insight on what's going on in a scenario and how history and technology has affected the situation, I thought, you know what, probably many are not going to speak about it anymore. The plane probably might be found already, and now we're clearing everything up, or it might just fade away. It's amazing how this story is still number one. Everyone's interested in it. You go to a news channel, it's the first thing you see. You go on a website, it's the first thing you read about. You might not know anything about the situation. Not have a clue. Not have a single clue. But at least you have an idea of, yeah, did they find that missing plane yet? Well, yeah, that plane that went lost. Did they find it? Well, sadly enough, they didn't. And while my guest, Ralph, gave me some insight on a pretty logical scenario on the information we have, you're always going to have conspiracy theories. You're always going to have those. Those crazy conspiracies that no one believes until someone comes out and says, yeah, it actually does happen. Look here. And the Boston Globe last week did post some conspiracy theories of what might have happened to this plane. It was headlined, 9 Crazy Conspiracy Theories About the Malaysia Flight 370. So what they did was, from the information they got and, well, what we see in Hollywood, what we see here in the States, here are some theories that many might come out and say, and there's some people who believe it. Number one, aliens were involved. Apparently, the plane was flying and aliens abducted the plane. A UFO went over and took the plane away. Or the aliens got into the radars and shut everything off and took it away. Another conspiracy theory, according to the Boston Globe, the passengers are still alive. Families awaiting news about loved lost ones have told reporters they're able to call the cell phones of their missing relatives and have said they can also see their instant messaging service accounts remain active online. Imagine that. Your family member has an iPhone, and on the iPhone, you have iMessage service. And with the improvement of messaging, you see when the person is getting the message, if they've seen the message, typing the message, sent the message, or the message didn't even go through. It's just sitting there on notification. So if you are messaging a missing passenger who might be a family member or who might be a worker, and for anyone out there, our sincere regrets go to you. I mean, how do I even... Our apologies? I mean, we really feel sorry for what is going on, and we hope that they could find what is happening.
But imagine sitting there on the iPhone, typing, and you see sent at 145. If you see sent on an iPhone, for example, that means the message has been received, it's been gathered by the user of the phone. The phone's still on, the phone's still active. If the phone was off, or if the phone was not turned on or deactivated, you wouldn't even see that pop up. So that is a possibility. There is a Snowden connection. Edward Snowden, the one who leaked out the NSA, the National Surveillance Association, last year, who's now taken under Russia, under asylum. Edward Snowden, Reddit user Dark Spectre, posted an unusual theory on the website's conspiracy boards related to 20 employees of the Texas-based Freescale Semiconductor who were reportedly on the flight. And he has this whole passage on how Snowden, the information he's giving out, it's National Security Agency, not Association. He gives a whole reason of, because the information Edward Snowden has given out, it's given whoever took this plane and turned it or gave him some information to make this a much easier hijacking. Let's move on. Iranians kidnapped engineers. UFO Digest Tony Elliott points to revelations that an Iranian national was responsible for buying plane tickets for two passengers with stolen passports. Has evidence. Okay. When you hear Iranian, we have many here in the United States kind of tilt their head. Oh, now you're bringing in Muslim. You're bringing in the stereotype of terrorists. If you see Iranians, if you have evidence that they did steal these passports and they might have hijacked this plane, they're going to be called terrorists. If it was a African-American, a Chinese, if it was a Jew, I don't care what it was, and they stole these passports, they should be considered a terrorist. Because they're under the definition of a terrorist, and they're doing terrorist tactics, creating a plan, creating fear, and promoting a message. So, yes, if you hear Iranians, there's a possibility. And if you're thinking of a terrorist, then that might be a possibility. But if it was the other way around, it might be also. It's a conspiracy because, well, these three passports were stolen. What does that mean? Does it mean that these guys took it? See, there you go. But it might not be true. Let's go. We have a few more left. Passengers were taken to Pyongyang. This map is slightly deceptive. While the trip to both Beijing and Pyongyang appear equidistant, this theory would require the plane fly at extremely low altitudes to avoid radar detection. So it might have went to North Korea. Who knows? The Illuminati is involved. And the seventh one, there's a Bermuda Triangle. These are the seven conspiracy theories that we're seeing roll around the web of this missing plane. I want your calls and I want your tweets at Andrew Tweet Geo. You can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. What do you think happened to this missing flight? You've been hearing about it. It's all over the news. Your ears getting bended by it. I'll be right back. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of will do.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's one out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Like page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related. When you comment, retweet, like, favorite, a dollar will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. The fact is, there is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up, join us, aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis this Endometriosis Awareness Month.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Elsa, I will freeze you.
Honey, put the toys away. We'll play at home.
Fine. I will freeze you when we get home.
Find more Disney Frozen at Toys R Us, like the DVD in stores now for just $14.99. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off all Disney Frozen dolls, role play, and accessories. With all that and our price match guarantee, make all their wishes come true at Toys R Us.
Exclusions apply. Discounted items must be equal or lesser value. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, over 1 billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com. Your web reimagined.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
And all the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. Just joining me, we are discussing the missing Malaysia Flight 370 that sadly went missing. You can call me up, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at Andrew Trigio. Email yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. Hope you could contact me. Love to hear what you think about all of this. When I think of a missing plane, though, we don't see many. I personally don't see many, especially hit the news at such a rapid pace. We haven't seen a big story on the news in a while. Of course the news outlets are talking about this for as long as possible. Their ratings are tumbling. CNN, MSNBC, they're tumbling. Fox News struggles time to time. Talk radio's taking over the world. Yes, we are. When you see a story like this, you want to get as much on as possible. And one story the news probably would have loved to speak about is a woman who I've written many papers about when I was a child and even this past a few years in college, Amelia Earhart. It's something about Amelia Earhart that I love to write about because it's a mystery. And now it's always, you know, 1939. That's when her plane went missing. And until this day, we never found her plane. But after interviews and after the evidence, we still see theories. Like what I just said earlier, 5 years from now, we might find the plane. We might never find this plane. While we're all scrambling and throwing theories at each other, Malaysian Airline Flight 370, Amelia Earhart, is still missing also. I did a whole paper on her. My women's studies class, I went to the library, and I rarely go to the library for anything. Everything's on your computer now. Sadly enough, technology hurting once again. Another conversation for another time. I read all about Amelia Earhart. But what's funny about Amelia is there's so many different sources of her childhood and who she was, her influences, how she got into aviation, and how she became the first woman to do this and to do that. Really interesting. Until this day, we debate. This day, we try to figure out what is going on. Where is Amelia Earhart? There is an expert, L. Jen Long. She's 86 years old. She was a U.S. Navy air combat veteran and air accident investigator who spent 40 years investigating Earhart's disappearance. And this is what she said about it. The inescapable conclusion is that shortly after 0843, Earhart was forced to ditch the plane somewhere within 100 miles of Howland Island. She long wrote in his 2009 book, Amelia Earhart, the Mystery Solved. He then says the product of interviews with more than 100 witnesses, including radio operators who worked with Earhart. But how certain can Long be about Earhart's fate, especially if her plane has never been found? He says he's absolutely certain, yet others are saying not quite. And Richard Giuseppe, a pilot accident investigator and the 66-year-old founder of the Pennsylvania-based International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery, quoted, "I don't think Elgin fundamentally understands the methodology of figuring out what is true." Giuseppe's theory about Earhart's fate is more elaborate. He says that the aviator and Fred Noonan, her co-pilot, went down on Nukumaturo, then called Gardner Island, in the Western Pacific. Earhart and Noonan survived for some time before succumbing in starvation and left evidence. So now that's his theory. I also read theories that she might have been captured by a group and tortured and murdered. I believe it was Gardner Island, or it was another island. That's a theory I read. It's amazing that when you don't know where the missing plane is, it shows you that there are so many theories, so many possibilities. The missing plane, though, helps. It helps. And that's why they're trying to find this plane. That's why they know
on the news, groups and experts who are coming on and speaking about this, the first thing they're going to say is, well, it's the plane. Pieces of the plane. We're looking for the plane. And we hope that information, background checks, cell phone calls, something can give us an idea where the plane is. Because wherever the plane is, that means there's something around it. And by getting the plane, getting the pieces, and checking in, gang investigators, bada bing, there goes your 70-year mystery. Amelia Earhart, sadly, we still don't know where she is. And we have evidence and experts. And sadly enough, she's still missing, like these passengers on the Malaysian 370. Now, again, Amelia Earhart was just with her co-pilot. Again, why am I saying that these two weren't involved in any kind of conflict? From the evidence and the purpose that was going on, that's what we see with Air Flight 370. That's what we see. We also got to watch what we say, because you don't want to put the wrong ideas in people's heads. It's great to have theories, and it's great to inform an audience who is interested in this story, what's going on. But when you're giving them so much information, all of this, all these facts, and it gets a little bit crazy. Again, I'm going to talk about this for 1 hour. And I'll continue talking about it with you on social networks, through email, and off the air. I will not stay on this for days and days at a time, because what you're doing is you're making everyone crazy. And we're forgetting what we're trying to do. That's one thing. Let's find this plane. If you're starting to throw in conspiracy theories, and you throw in the cell phone, and the pilot's lives, all that could be spoken about confidentially with a group of experts, with a nice big map that can kind of give us an idea, and then whoever is running the investigation, take them to that area, that'll help. But when you got pressure, and you got all these news outlets coming at you, all these facts and all these theories, how are we going to get anything done? We're not going to get anything done. Let's get something done. Let's find this plane. Let's move on. Moving on, meaning learning from our mistakes. I feel, have we learned from our mistakes? Probably. The technology is there. The red boxes, the black boxes in these planes that are now explosive proof and waterproof. They're there. Should we be more discreet on how to deactivate these type of machines? Maybe. That's something. Let's start taking notes. Let's from now begin a conversation on what we need to learn from this. When you make a mistake, sometimes you're going to get a lecture and you're going to get screamed at about it. Other times, you're going to get, well, we'll learn for next time. We know for next time not to do this. We know for next time not to go into that route again. That's what we need to do. And I hope we learn from it. We learn that if it is an international concern, and we have countries who are volunteering to look for this plane, the United States was one of them, and you didn't want to take our technology and our intelligence for days later, it's a big problem. Because now it might be too late. We don't see many missing planes. We might see time to time a tire go out, or a miscommunication, or a hard landing into the Hudson River. But what we need to learn is when something like this happens, we'll learn from it. It doesn't happen often for a reason, because we have learned from our mistakes. But right now, it doesn't look like we have. Why should we wait for something to happen? It costs us more money.
creates concern, creates outrage, loses trust in whatever issue that we're in, we need to learn. We need to seriously learn. And I hope we do. I really do. When I come back on the program for the second hour, we are going to be speaking with casino expert and blackjack dealer Connie Allen. We'll go through her book, The Casino Through Dealer's Eyes, and behind the scenes on the casino floor. Very excited to talk with her about it. Don't be up behind. You're listening to Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.